Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Dor HaMabul, Ein Lahem Chelek Le'olam Haba. The Dor HaMabul do not have a Chelek in Olam Haba. The Olam Haba that we're dealing with is the same that we said in the previous Mishnah, according to the most Rishonim, after Tchias HaMesim. Vein Omdim Bedin. There's another thing that happens, that La'asad Lavo, by Tchias HaMesim, the whole world is going to have a very large din, and the Tzadikim are going to be Zeichet to the Chai Olam Haba, and the Rishoyim are going to be punished eternally. Based off of Pasuk in Daniel. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the Dor HaMabul, they already got their punishment. They don't have to get up again and be judged again for an eternal punishment. They're not going to be living in Olam Haba, but they got it. They don't have to be brought up again to be punished again for din. They're done. Shenemar lo yodin ruchi ba'adam la'olam. Lo'y din v'lo'y ruach. In other words, they're not going to stand in judgment b'yom ha'din before Olam Haba. And they're not going to have the ruach that Hashem's going to give tzaddikim to live in Olam Haba. Dor HaFloga ein lahem chelik le'olam haba. Shenemar vayofetz Hashem ha'isam yisham al pnei kol ha'aretz. Vayofetz Hashem ha'isam, Hashem scattered them. This is the generation that built the tower of Babel. Be'olam hazeh, in this world, u'misham mefitzim Hashem le'olam haba. When it says, u'misham mefitzim Hashem, that's talking about le'olam haba. Anshei stom ein lahem chelik le'olam haba. Shenemar va'anshei stom roim v'chatoim la'Hashem ma'od. Roim ba'olam hazeh, the drosh is, v'chatoim li'olam haba. Aval oimdim bedin, but they were so bad that they're going to be standing in judgment again. Rabbi Nechemya oimer, eil ve'elu ein oimdim bedin. Rabbi Nechemya says that both the Dor HaMabul and also anshei stom, eil ve'elu ein oimdim bedin. They don't have to stand in that big judgment to be judged again as Rishoyim. This, the Taisantif says, Rabbi Nechemya is only arguing on Anshei Stom, because even the Chacham, the Tanakama, held that the Dor HaMabul don't have to stand bedin. But Rabbi Nechemya's source, Shenemar, Alkein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpet v'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim. The Chatoim won't stand in judgment with the tzadikim. Alkein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpet. Zeh Dor HaMabul. V'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim elu Anshei Stom. So the Pasuk is saying that both of them, according to Rabbi Nechemya, both of them will not have to stand again in Mishpat. Amrulo, Chacham said back to Rabbi Nechemya, Einim Oimdim Ba'adas Tzadikim. While it's true that they don't stand in judgment amongst the Tzadikim, Aval Oimdim Ba'adas Rishoyim, but they do stand with the Adas Rishoyim. Again, this is referring to the Anshei Stom. Miraglim, Ein Lohem Chelik Lolam Abba. The Miraglim themselves don't have a Chelik, Shenem Rav Yemusa Anashim Motziya Dibas Haaretz Rab Mageifel Lefnei Hashem. There's a separation from the beginning of the Pasuk where it says, Vayamusu and Mageifa. So therefore there's a Drasha. Vayamusu Ba'il Mazah. The Dor HaMidbar, which was the generation of the Meraglim, not the Meraglim themselves, the ones that sinned, they don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. They ain't oimdim bedin, but they don't have to stand bedin. Shenemar b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. Here they will seize and here they will die. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. From the fact that it's a double lashon, it's also including Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer oimer aleim hu oimer isfuli chaside korsei brisei. Alei Zavach. It says in Tehillim, gather for me, this is talking about the Dor HaMidbar, gather for me the Chaside Korsei Brisei Alei Zavach, that they had a bris. There was a bris at Har Sinai with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael, and they're called by David HaMelech Chasidai. They're Chasidim. The Maharsha says the reason they're called Chasidim is because of the Pasuk, V'zachartu lo Chesed Nurayach. The Kal Yisrael went out, Chesed Nurayach. So how can it be? And then you see that it's a Lashon of Isfuli. Then when they died, the Dor HaMidbar, it's called gathered, like tzaddikim, when tzaddikim die, we use the same lashon of gathered. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that, of course, the Dor HaMidbar has a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara questions that Rabbi Kiva normally is always melamed tzchus, why here, ozav es midas chasidusa. Adas karach eina asida la'alois. Adas karach will not, in the future, get up from the ground that they were swallowed in to go to Olam Haba. Shenemar v'tchas aleim ma'aretz b'olam hazeh v'yovdu mitoch ha'kal li'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer oimer. Aleim hu oimer. Hashem meimis u'mechaye moirit shol v'yoal. That it was said on them. Aseres ha'shvatim. Einun asidin lachsa. The 10 shvatim that Sancheiriv sent into Golus. And those 10 shvatim that went into Golus, into Africa, they spoke negatively towards Eretz Yisrael. And they said that the place that they were going was much better than Eretz Yisrael. So they're not going to return, Rabbi Kiva learns. Shenemar v'yashlichem el Eretz Acheres k'yom hazeh, ma ha'yom hazeh, hoylech v'enu chozer. They're sent to another land like this day, just like this day. It goes and then it doesn't come back. Avhem holchim ve'enum chozim. So too, these people are going and they're never returning. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And most Mepharshim learn that it's dafka those specific people, not their offspring. When Mashiach comes, Bez Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael is divided amongst the 12 Shvatim, everyone will return. But this, the Rabbi Akiva is talking about, is dafka those people. So says Rabbeinu David in the Ran. Rabbi Eliezer Amr Maha Yom Ma'afilu Meir, just like the day is dark and then it gets light as the day goes on. Afaser Sashvatim Sha'afalahan, even though to the Sarah Sashvatim that it was dark for them, Kach Osid La'ar Lahan, it will be light for them. So they will get Olam Haba.